men's suspenders, why and how to wear braces with trousers. It's rare to see a well-dressed man today who doesn't wear a belt, but the leather belt as a practical garment is a fairly recent invention. Prior to the First World War, belts were largely decorative, and outside of military uniforms, they were rarely seen. The traditional device for holding up a man's trousers was a pair of suspenders, and to this day, they remain a preferred method by most fine dressers. Suspenders, which are called braces in the UK, where suspenders refer to a garter belt, are straps of cloth that go over a man's shoulders and down to the front and back of his trousers, where they either clip or preferably button to the waistband. Most suspenders join in the back in either an X shape or a Y shape to keep pairs from being separated, but they're bought as two individual straps as well. So construction can vary on the brand, with suspenders being made from materials ranging from pure silk to synthetic rayon. Woolen box cloth is a traditional and durable staple as well. So suspenders tend to be elasticized, either at the ends or all the way around. And this gives you a lot more leeway. Now, the leather flap, that will be used to hold the suspenders together or where they attach to the button to give it a lot more durability. The advantages of wearing suspenders. So a belt cinches on the waistband, and that's how it holds up your trousers. While suspenders, on the other hand, they're either the Y-shaped or the X-shaped ones. They go for fixed points on the trousers, and they hang from your shoulders. So well-fitted suspenders essentially provide a waist-shaped hanger that the trousers rest on. This eliminates the bunching of the fabric that occurs anywhere but on very tightly fitted waistbands. And it really is a lot more comfortable and allows you to wear your trousers at the natural waist and get the benefits of pleats, which you'll never get the benefits of pleats whenever you wear a pair of belted trousers. The neat appearance of trousers held up by suspenders is also widely recognized as being more comfortable. I talked about that briefly, but it's something that I think needs to hit on again. Most men, because they've never worn them or they've never worn trousers that were actually made to be made or worn with suspenders, they're just not used to it, and they don't realize how comfortable this can be. Trousers should be worn higher when they're going to be worn with braces. And this allows larger men in particular to drape their trousers down from their narrower natural waist than having to belt them uncomfortably beneath their stomach. In cramped quarters, suspenders can add comfort simply by eliminating a band of leather or cloth that has been pressed against the wearer's waist. So I'm going to hit on this. Suspenders for the large man are a godsend. And it's very tough as a custom clother when I work with a larger man and he doesn't want to go this route. And I understand the belief that this is something that old men wear. And that's because old men, they realize the benefits of it. And they come from a time period when actually they were young men wearing this same type of style. And I think it's better to be, I mean, what look would you rather have? Your trousers wearing a bit high, but you're incredibly comfortable and confident, and you should be wearing a jacket closed anyway, versus wearing them and you're basically your large stomach going right over. It's a choice, you know, at the end of the day, it's not ideal, but I think it looks much better than, again, your stomach sitting over the trousers. It just never looks way, especially when you're having to pull up those trousers continuously throughout the day. Suspenders are also extremely useful in any outfit where a neat arrangement is essential. Since the trousers will hang straight down wherever the waistband is affixed, the pleats or crease of the trousers can be precisely aligned with a vertical element on the upper half of the body. Suspenders also keep the front button and fly of the trousers in place, making it easy to align the shirt buttons and the fly and keep a plumb line, just a very straight look. So of all, if you want to have a really neat look, if you're going to be in a lot of photographs or you're going to be, you know, up in front of a large group of people, again, suspenders are, I think, just amazing. And it's just really sad that not more people take advantage of this. How to wear suspenders. Most men are just going to fasten their suspenders in the back, put their trousers on, and then fasten the suspenders in the front. Some designs use a metal clasp that grips or pinches the fabric of the trousers, while others have small buttons at each end of the suspender or buttonholes that will then attach to the trousers that are made to support them. The latter are ideal because it's not going to compress the fabric. It's much less likely to come off, and you can also it's just a higher quality suspender that you're going to get from this. Trousers that do not feature button flaps for suspenders will need clamp style suspenders unless you have a tailor or seamstress go ahead and put them in. And most trousers, they're going to have belt loops. Now, it's important to remember that you never wear a belt with suspenders. It's just bad form. However, if you find that you're wearing your suspenders all the time and you never wear a belt, you can actually have most belt loops removed. They're attached to the trousers after construction, and depending on how old the trousers are, you'll find that you can actually remove them, and most people will never even knew that they were there. Now, when wearing suspenders, realize that they are underwear and you're not going to want to show them off. Although that's a bit of old way of thinking. There's a lot of modern men who they actually use suspenders as an accessory. And let's say they're not even going to wear a jacket, but they're going to wear the suspenders with a bit of color, and it's going to be the item in their wardrobe, which helps them stand out. My thoughts on this, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a bit more advanced stylistically and you realize that you love this look, I say go for it. It's also important to note that suspenders are a required part of black tie traditional outfits. Now, you're going to see in a lot of rentals and other places out there that they're going to provide you with belts, or you're going to have trousers that are made to fit with belts, maybe with the option of clip-on suspenders. But at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a formal belt, and suspenders are always the proper choice. If you're going to have a custom black tie outfit made, either go with suspenders or go with side tabs where it's an adjustable waistband. I like this option for a lot of guys that just aren't going to go down the suspender route. This is a viable option as well. The thing is to avoid the belt if you can. So, disadvantages of suspenders. So, while they're usually more comfortable, they can catch on to things, and they're not always as sturdy, especially if they're clip-ons, when it comes to a belt. And so another thing, if you buy an inexpensive pair that use a poor elasticity, they can basically fall apart over time and lose their usefulness. Also, well-made belts are also useful pieces of equipment in ways that suspenders are not. They can hold such items as cell phones or multi-tools in small sheaths. Not that I expect you to be wearing, you know, those a lot of very often, but, you know, for more casual practical purposes, if you're going to be spending time out in the field and you're going to be wearing, let's say, gray flannels or another pair of dress slack, but you need the functionality of what you can attach to a belt, well, that's a reason to wear them. Also, if you conceal carry, you already know this, but there are special belts out there that are made for men who can conceal carry that help better hide and support the firearm. So there are a few, you know, there are definitely those reasons out there to consider going with a belt instead of suspenders if that situation is what you need. Overall, though, I recommend suspenders for men who are open to it, who have maybe larger midsection areas, or for formal wear. So keep suspenders in mind. Don't think of them as an antiquated dinosaur. Think of them as a more sophisticated way to wear your clothing. All right, this ends our section on suspenders.